We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why not put out a one-line statement? We decline to prosecute.
If you issue a one-liner from the Obama Justice Department about the Democratic nominee for President of the United States and say we're done here, corrosive doubt creeps in that the system is rigged somehow.
Comments from James Comey yesterday in his interview with ABC. You'll hear more on that in the news coming up in about 8 minutes on WCCO. Our news here, of course, is what's happened with our April snowstorm. Howie Padilla has to deal with this over at Metro Transit. Howie, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys. It sounds like you're all dug out for yourselves anyways.
Well, yeah, I think for the most part, thank goodness it happened on the weekend for some of us so you could get that done. But now, regarding Metro Transit, tell me about your weekend.
Yeah, I tell you, our weekend, obviously, you know, we're part of the community. We have the same challenges as everybody. Our trains actually performed really admirably. The biggest issue we had on the train side was cars getting stuck on the tracks, and that actually remains an issue today. So, I mean, obviously, we want people to try and be careful around those tracks and do what you got to do in order to take your time, know your surroundings, even when you're driving. We always say that when you're walking, when you're driving, and do what you got to do to not put yourself in a position where you're going to get stuck on those tracks. That's our biggest issue right now. Even semi-trucks, we're finding. The buses, we're running full service. But there are delays right now, and that's frankly what we had throughout the weekend. You know, the one thing that is kind of a sense of pride for us is that we were able to maintain service. We had crews out clearing snow from our platforms and our stations throughout the weekend, overnight, and we were able to maintain service. Obviously, several delays. We run into the same road challenges as a lot of folks. But I tell you, some of the pictures that were awesome, just awesome, is you talk about public transit is, you know, in situations where buses may have gotten stuck because of snowdrifts, people helping, community members coming to help push our buses out. It was just really cool to see.
Howie, you mentioned those cars getting stuck on the tracks. Have you had any incidents as a result of those vehicles, any kind of accidents?
You know, on the trains, nothing major, just some minor incidents. But I think part of that is, frankly, the fact that everybody was going at a slower rate, just as we always tell people to go. And frankly, it was dangerous to be doing any kind of speeding or any kind of even at the restricted or at the speeds yesterday.
What kind of ridership do you suppose you had over the weekend?
Boy, I tell you, it'll take some time to figure that one out. But what I can tell you is that the riders who did take us, we were feeling the love all over social media. People letting us know, hey, thanks for saving my evening. We had people, I was reading some of our social media feeds. People took us to get to funerals. People took us to get to the Metro to the motocross event over at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah. It was fun to see that. And while I don't know what our ridership is, my guess is it's probably lower than average with a lot of people staying home. But as you point out, it might balance out with people deciding not to drive, which, that's what we're here for. We're here to try and get people where they need to go as safe as possible.
So if you get your car stuck on the track for light rail, it's got to scare the heck out of you. You got to call 911 right away, I assume, huh?
Well, again, just like it was with our buses, what we found over the weekend and what we're finding a little bit today is community members getting out of their cars and pushing cars out of the way. Now, obviously, our trains are running at the appropriate speeds, and our operators are trained to work through some of that stuff. But, people are helping each other out. And that's kind of nice. That's a real nice thing to see.
Yeah, especially in unexpected. I mean, we had a forecast for it, but this late in April, nobody expects this kind of weather.
And if they're even if they're expecting it, sometimes you just want to bury your head in the snow and forget about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Howie, good luck the rest of the way today. Thanks for sharing some time here this morning.
Oh, hey, thank you so much. Take it easy, guys.
He's Howie Padilla, Metro Transit, WCCO. Time is 826, again, that Vadnais Heights Sports Dome collapsed under all that heavy snow. And then we got a report from one of our listeners that the one down in Shattuck did too. And as we talked about earlier, one of our listeners letting us know how many games or events are taking place in there. And, boy, that's a big loss in this cold, snowy spring for all of those teams out in the high schools, particularly trying to get games in colleges. So it is 826 at WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.